Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's close the week, start the weekend, a three-hour KM to AM on the Fan, 888-808-1019. I already started talking about the Knicks and the Nets. I'll add a little bit more there. For the Knicks, when you watch the Knicks play in the Garden, again, I know a lot of people are going to make a lot about how many guys played. Josh Hart is back. You got to see a rotation, or you got to see 10 different guys, multiple rotations tonight. You got to see a little bit of a different look from some different guys tonight. But ultimately, I just think this is a strong group. I think there's going to be complete buy-in. You get all five starters in double digits. You get a team that is, like I said, figuring out this new system, figuring out the rotations. But they have star players. They have role players. They have new players that are getting an opportunity. 53 rebounds compared to the Celtics 37. Again, you know, tip your cap to Josh Hart. I don't know how he does it. This guy, he couldn't play a couple nights ago with the back spasms. When they introduced him, he didn't have a smile on his face. Probably didn't want to miss opening night, but he had 14 rebounds in 19 minutes. Beast. Like, not the biggest guy on the floor, but he's the guy that sees it the best and probably hustles the hardest. I hope OG Anunoby is good. I think when I last looked, Ian Begley wrote, OG Anunoby would have been able to go back in the game if needed. Mike Brown said he just had a cramp and left the floor in the fourth quarter. So I think he is straight. And when you have this many bodies, when you have this many guys, it kind of gives you the luxury to not press. It gives you the luxury to not force Josh Hart in opening night, or, you know, not send OG Anunoby back in. We got it, boss. OG Anunoby plays 29 minutes. He ends up with 10 points. Mikal Bridges plays 36 minutes. The Iron Man, plus 15 on the night, 12 points, 6 rebounds, couple assists, couple steals, and a block. How about Deuce McBride? I feel like Deuce McBride is a guy, Miles McBride, you know, he started tonight, and he's a guy that I feel like when he hits some threes in that building, even going back to the first night, he's just like the guy to stop a run. he's the guy to kind of, you know, calm everybody down, hit a big three, and keep it moving. Now, you know, there also are some negatives that you see, whether it's the turnovers, whether you see it's the missed shots. Like, their field goal percentage tonight was 38.4. In the beginning of the game, they were missing a lot of shots, but I think that is just part of the natural growing pains, trying to develop chemistry, getting this season started with some new bodies, a new head coach, and a new system. But they're able to overcome it. Points in the paint, a little different than the first night. 30 points in the paint to the Celtics, 36. Largest lead was 24 points. Like, they just, I don't know. After the first half, my Amazon Prime stream started twitching a little bit. And I was like, whatever, they're good. And then I check back and I see that, you know, after they had a 42-14 second quarter, the Celtics do come out and beat them in the third, 21-18. Sam Hauser with like a logo three trying to make a run. But ultimately, when you're that deep and you have that many guys, they're able to withstand a Boston Celtics team that doesn't have Jason Tatum, a Cavaliers team that doesn't have Darius Garland. I think if you're a Knicks fan who had any, you know, thoughts or trepidation about this switch in head coach, this change in philosophy, early returns are pretty good. And, you know, now the Knicks will head out and leave their building and face the Miami Heat, the Bucks, the Bulls, and we'll see how they fare on the road. David is in Syosset on the Fan. What's up, David?
What's up, Keith? AM to AM. I love it.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
Of course. I want to talk about, obviously, Cat's double-double was huge. And I think that, you know, there's a few things to discuss. Obviously, you know, great start to the season, but more particularly, I think that the one thing that I noticed tonight was, as opposed to last season, they weren't trailing like they were last year, right? Like, every single game that I remember watching last year, they were always trying to claw back into the game. Jalen trying to put the team on his back. And I think this year, at least what I've seen in the first two games, it might be too early to tell, is that they've just had the lead. And learning how to use the bench and use their role players to kind of keep that lead, maintain that lead, and just dominate the game. I think that's kind of the you know, the dynamic or just the storyline that they're going in and you know, playing games with. And I think that's an important thing to look at going forward.
Thanks for the call, David. You're breaking up a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, you look at the Boston Celtics and you think back to last year in the playoffs in the second round, they would go down 20 points and then it's like, gotcha, right where I want you. Obviously, this is a different-looking Celtics team. Anthony Simons out there with them. Obviously, they don't have, you know, Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford, Jason Tatum. But there's no reason to go down. The largest lead for the Celtics was single digits. I got to go to box score, 8 points. Again, this is a deep team led by your stars. Karl-Anthony Towns, like you mentioned, he goes out there tonight. And Karl-Anthony Towns was doubtful a couple days ago, a quad injury. He was fine, 26 points, 13 rebounds, 3 assists. And then how about the big man shooting the 3? There was a part early in the game where, you know, Stan Van Gundy's like, oh, he's making me look good right now, saying, the guy's the best big man shooter of all time. Bang, he's hitting his 3-point shots. That's what he wants to do. So he knocked down 4 out of 6 from deep. And, you know, it's funny. He was talking about the pace at halftime with Cassidy Hubbard, and he was kind of huffing and puffing a little bit. And he's like, let me stand up as I'm talking about, you know, pace, and I'm looking like I'm out of shape. But no, they're fine. It's the early part of the season, man, and I think the early returns are very good for your New York Knicks, who I'm calling a super team. Knock on wood, stay healthy, pray for health. But, like, when you look at this starting five and how battle-tested they are, when you look at the depth now and some of the experience, like Gershon Yabusele, like Jordan Clarkson, like Josh Hart coming off the bench, Landry Shamet, a journeyman, like, you've got experienced guys coming off the bench that you could count on. Like the last caller said, you don't have to have all of your stars in the game to keep a lead. You know, you don't have to worry so much about losing a lead because Cat is out, because Brunson is out. But those guys still get their minutes, 35 minutes for Brunson tonight, 33 for Cat tonight, and they do their thing. Brunson was cooking. 31. He had three out of seven from deep, hit almost all his free throws, 8 out of 9, and he was in his regular bag. Didn't really have to do too much. A tale of two games, but two good games, two good wins to start the season for the Knicks against two opponents that in the past have been playoff opponents, playoff caliber, and like, I don't know, we will see who's in this East, but like, looking at the complexion of the East right now, the Knicks are about to be the beast of the East. If they stay healthy, who is checking them? Who is rocking with them? I don't try and sell me on Orlando just yet. I don't know, Giannis and the Bucks. I don't see it. Long way to go, but they are the favorites. They are expected to come out of the East. And with this change in philosophy, this change in their roster, their depth, this change in the head coach, I don't think anybody's complaining yet. 888-808-1019. Let me get to some other things. I mean, with the Brooklyn Nets, there's not much to speak on. Like, I already mentioned Michael Porter Jr. getting it going. Cam Thomas getting it going. Both of those guys having 30 points, but it's in a loss. Zaire Williams off the bench, 25 points. Great. You know, the Nets being able to shoot the ball, the Nets being able to go on a run late in that game to make it competitive, to put up a fight for the hometown crowd. That's about all I can give you. They were like the last thing I was watching tonight. I had the Knicks on my MacBook, and that's another thing. I was even saying this to my wife. I'm like, I got to watch all of these games, and I got to be the first one in the city to get on the mic and talk to everybody about all these different games, which is a blessing and fun, and this is what I would be doing anyway. If I didn't come to work, I would have, you know, I'd be up watching the World Series right now waiting for SportsCenter. But I would like to have everything on one screen. Shout out to Fubo TV and the Fubo fam. I'm a Fubo fan. Free ad. I used to work there. Like, I'll always use Fubo because they have every channel. Now they have to get Amazon Prime. Now they have to strike a deal with Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime's not making any deals with anybody. But, like, I am able to get the Nets game on, yes, the Devils game on MSG, and the World Series on Fox, all on one screen, picture in picture, multi-view. Watch all three at once. But then I got to set up my MacBook or my iPad to go to Amazon. And like I said, my stream was messing up. Sometimes you can go on there and it's like watch live or resume. And I kept having to refresh to get it to where I wanted it. So it's just like, I get it that we're in the future. I get it that, you know, these streaming services, Peacock, Amazon Prime now, Apple TV, they've all bidded for these sports, but I wonder how much they're losing people versus gaining the, like, casuals or people that are stumbling upon it. Because, like, if you're on Amazon tonight, you just want to click on an icon that says Celtics versus Knicks. Like, the diehards are either going to the game, going to the bar, or finding a way to watch that game on whatever device. But I don't know, just a little thought that I had as I'm trying to, you know, do my little homework before I come in. But, again, the Nets were, they were on the side corner. I don't think I had the audio on for more than maybe a couple seconds. They interviewed Coda, the friend who performed at halftime. And now I was like, who's this guy? And that was probably the only time that I had the audio on for the Nets. Like I said, it's quiet for the Nets right now. In your building opening night, you're not able to get that one, but it's a moral victory because they did fight harder than they did against the Hornets. And you did see their two scorers, Michael Porter Jr. and Cam Thomas, go for 30, but ultimately it is not enough. I don't think I'm going to get too many calls on the Nets. Let's move it along. If you're on hold to talk World Series, I will get to you. But we're in the bottom of the eighth here, one out. Assuming that the Toronto Blue Jays are not going to bat in the ninth, as soon as that game ends, that's when I'd like to hit the World Series conversation, you know, with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. I tweeted out jokingly after the Grand Slam, like, I think I'm done with baseball. And I'll plant a seed for you because we'll get to it. I just, like, I'm watching what Toronto is, their style of play, how they wear teams down, how they can pitch a 22-year-old rookie in Trey Savage, how John Schneider knows when to go get guys, how to use his bullpen, how John Schneider knows who to pinch hit, who to put in the game where. Yeah, they use analytics too, but they're better at it Yeah, they hit home runs too. I mean, look at this game right now. Like, as much as we talked about the Yankees hitting the most home runs, and everything doesn't have to be about the Yankees. We're talking baseball in general. The Blue Jays are winning this game against the Dodgers because they hit the ball out of the ballpark. They also attacked the Dodgers' one weakness. What is the Dodgers' one weakness, folks? That bullpen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In the last series, you get Snell and Yamamoto and Otani and these guys, they're pitching damn near the whole game. You know, the bullpen wasn't exposed. Very early on in this World Series, game one, the Dodgers bullpen gets exposed and they get rocked. And I'm not even looking at the box score right now, but I can pull it up. I'm sure most of this damage is from... Snell gave up, what, one run? No, let me see here. I'll get to it in a second. I'm watching the game now, end of the eighth, and in my order of operations, I'm planting that seed, but I'm not taking the calls until the game is final. Knicks fans, feel free to chime in. Let's get the Knicks calls in, any Nets calls in, and now I'd like to speak on the Devils. Coming off of the San Jose Sharks losing or beating the Rangers last night, I knew the Devils weren't losing to them in any way. And even though the Devils started off kind of slow tonight, back in their building on a Friday night, I would have loved to be over there, but I was on daddy duty fighting with my son. Man, it is rocking right now for the Devils and the Devils fans. 7 wins in a row, certified wagon, woo, 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 and the woo crew. Gotta love it. Dougie Hamilton scored twice. And I was just talking the other night about how, you know, this team is deep. And they've got a lot of dudes, dogs, and they're doing damage, like Tommy Lugauer says. And you know, 2 nights ago, it wasn't the usual suspects that were doing all the scoring. Shout out to Connor Brown. Connor Brown is on this team. Nico Hischier doing his thing. And Jake Allen, one time for Jake Allen, filling in, back in the net. And, you know, after the San Jose Sharks scored that first goal, which they're good for, the Devils bounce back with 2 in the second period, and then the empty net dagger in the third period to close it out. And it just seems like they are skating with confidence, defending with confidence, passing the puck around, and whoever is the guy to shoot it, whoever is the guy to put it in the net, it doesn't matter. Anybody can get it done, and they've got a deep team that you've got to be excited about if you're a Devils fan, watching how they, you know, dropped the first game of the season, and they haven't lost since. Shout out to Donnie Pucks, Don LaGreca, who can boast that he's 7-0 calling Devils games because the first game was nationally televised. He didn't call that game, but every single game after, he's been on the call. And the first night the Devils won, he came out with put a pitchfork in them, and the Devils have been putting a pitchfork in them every single game. 7-1, 4-0 at home, and the Devils faithful are loud and proud and excited about what the Devils can be in this Eastern Conference and this season. Again, you got to pray for health. NHL Public Relations put out, the New Jersey Devils are searching to become just the 6th franchise in the NHL history to win 7 or more consecutive games after losing the first game of the season. The Devils held the opposition without a shot on goal during an entire period for the 4th time in franchise history. So they're doing what they got to do, and I can't leave out Sheldon Keefe. Love seeing his post-game conversations. Love the identity that this team has formed around him and his guidance. And I'm excited that I even care about hockey and have a hockey team to root for and a place to go to over there in good old Newark. Would love to be there right now. I'm sure it is lit at the bars right outside Prudential Center. 888-808-1019 as we are unpacking all of the local teams and games and whatnot that went on. We've already talked on the Knicks. We've already talked on the Nets. We've already talked about the Devils. It is a football Friday. We do have to talk NFL. You've heard some of the cuts from Aaron Glenn. I'm sure I'll play some of them. And you obviously know about the injuries with the Giants and the Eagles. So I'm going there next because A.J. Brown is out. And I think you feel a little bit good about that, right, if you're a Giants fan, because Paulson Adebo is out. So, again, you're going to be relying on some guys that in your secondary have been a little shaky. But, you know, the Eagles are without their top wide receiver. I think they're going to try and really get Saquon going this time. Devontae Smith is active. Dallas Goedert is another threat. And, of course, Jalen Hurts with his arm and his legs. I just feel like the Eagles are ready. I feel like coming off that Vikings victory, which how good are the Vikings after we saw the Chargers kick their ass last night? Like, but I just feel like the Eagles are ready. I don't know if they're beating the Giants by 7.5. But in their building, a 1 o'clock game where their fans are probably already lined up for the tailgate drinking now, it's going to be a hostile environment. They're looking for some get back, and the Giants haven't swept the Eagles since 2007. It's going to take a lot for the Giants to complete this victory on the road there. Don't you know, Graham Gano is back in action. I had said all week that I think Graham Gano probably feels the worst about that loss in Denver because if he was able to go, which I'm sure he was hurt, but even hurt, he probably could have kicked those extra points. So if he was able to go, maybe they win that game. He's probably feeling that. Other news around the Giants, big fine came in from Thursday Night Football the last time they faced the Eagles. They hit the Giants with $200,000 fine. They hit Brian Daboll with $100,000 fine. And even the rookie Cam Scadaboo who ain't making that much money, $15,000. But Cam said, whatever, he doesn't care. It's over with. It's in the past. He's just glad Jackson Dart is all right. And all eyes on Jackson Dart versus Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter was not on the field the first time. I repeat, Jalen Carter was not there. Quinyon Mitchell, Quinn Yamamoto Bay. Strapping up your best receiver. Darius Slayton is back. It is going to be a challenge for Jackson Dart to create, to make plays. And I'm excited to see it because if he does it down there, if he goes into that building and silences those fans, if he has an opening drive for a touchdown and beats the Eagles, like I'm not expecting 34 points again. But I am expecting a dogfight and a battle and a close one. I just think the Eagles are going to be better suited for it this time around. They're also going to have Landon Dickerson back. And I believe Brandon Graham, who unretired, is going to be active. I don't know how much of a threat he's going to be or how much he's going to play. But he's unretired, and he's available, I believe. So here we go with the Giants versus Eagles down at the Link at 1 p.m. Jets, Bengals. The Jets aren't going to beat the Bengals. They're just not going to be able to stop a rested Bengals team in their building with a former quarterback that they could have probably had right now, that they used to have, Joe Flacco, who's just going to throw the ball to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins 50 times and then hand it off to Chase Brown. I just don't see it. I think the Bengals made the move to get Flacco knowing that they needed to win in this part of their schedule. And I really think all the shenanigans from Aaron Glenn this week, Woody Johnson first and foremost, and then Aaron Glenn, doesn't help the team. And the biggest thing is that the two guys that they gave the biggest contracts to, Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson, they're unavailable. So you're down, arguably, your two best players, definitely your best offensive threat, and then arguably your best player on defense, best player in your secondary, and you're going up against the Triple Crown winner, the best receiver in football. You need Sauce Gardner in a game like that to try to shut down as much as you can Ja'Marr Chase. So I just think it's going to be a long day for them. I think they're going to be throwing the ball on them. And you know they can't score. I hope they can score a touchdown. But I really don't know. Is Tyrod starting? You guys get the idea that Tyrod Taylor's getting a start? He's day-to-day with the knee. But there's a part of me that's like, okay, because Woody threw Justin Fields under the bus, maybe Aaron Glenn wants to start Justin Fields because that's his guy. And you know, he's such a big man. Like, does he want to send a message that he makes the calls? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Tyrod or if it's Justin Fields. Their offense is nada. So, not too excited for that one. Once you go 0-8, it's like, bro, you're starting to reach historic territory. You're starting to reach tank for Tua, suck for Luck. You know, we were taking some calls last night on the season's over for Mendoza. Don't score for Dante Moore. Like, that's where we're at with the New York Jets. 888-808-1019. Sean is in New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Keith. How's it going, man?
It's going. Unpacking the whole suitcase of local sports and topics and whatnot.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, I've been to the last three Devils home games. I was also there at opening night. And I don't know, man. This time around, I know they have a lot of similar roster. Not a lot of turnover from last season, but this team feels different. They're playing with a lot of confidence, even with their injured goalie right now. Jake Allen's been stepping up, and quite frankly, they just feel like they have a lot more experience. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and I don't know, man. Hey, listen, seven-game heater. They got a tough game against the Avalanche on Sunday, but I'm excited to see what this team does, and certainly the least talked about New York sports team right now that's trying to make some noise in their sport.
Not on my show. Every time I'm on, I mention them. I literally wore Devils gear this whole week just to kind of like, you know, make sure they see me on Instagram and Twitter. I was at opening night. Opening night was a lot of fun. And yeah, with Jacob Markstrom down, but the Devils did tweet out like a picture of Marky that like soon, like he's coming back soon. I don't know when, but it was only supposed to be a couple weeks. So he's on the mend. Cody Glass goes down, but these guys don't miss a beat. And if you're a Devils fan, which you are, and I am, and I have friends that are Devils fans, it's just this good feeling because of the way that last year ended, obviously with, you know, Jack being hurt and the team not making the playoffs, Sheldon Keefe's first year. It seems, like I said, you know, it's starting to take now. His identity, his message, his coaching, how he wants his team to play, and then obviously the continuity of having a lot of the same guys for years that know each other. They're looking like a wagon.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like Jack and Nico maybe put a little weight on in the offseason. They're playing a little bit of a heavier game. They signed that Russian kid, Arseny Gritsyuk, young, 24 years old. He's been making an impact early on.
How about Luke tonight? How about Luke bugging out tonight, breaking his thing?
Luke has been looking pretty good. I know a lot of fans wanted Dougie Hamilton maybe traded in the offseason.
No.
He pulls through tonight. He's been carrying his weight of the load. And I don't know, there's just a little bit of click to this team. I feel like Carolina maybe presents some challenges for us still, but a lot of the other teams in the league right now, like, got to give a little bit of respect to the Devils as the other team across the river likes to call the younger brother. They're certainly not playing like it right now. They got a lot of confidence on their team, man. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for the call, Sean. Yeah, whatever. There's a rivalry between the Rangers and the Devils, but the Rangers don't have a leg to stand on. The Devils owe the Rangers. I'd love to see the Devils sweep the Rangers this year. Little get back, little return serve, a little payback.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Man, oh man, what are you going to do if the Blue Jays win the World Series? Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, talking about sports. 888 808-1019. Lou is in Astoria, first up on the Fan.
Keith, how are you? How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Keith, in the World Series, you know, I really don't really care who wins. But after seeing it, Guerrero Jr., even though I'm Dominican, and making fun of the Yankees with that, and John Sterling, the Yankees lose. I wanted the Dodgers just to beat the hell out of them for that reason only, okay? But other than that...
Found myself rooting for the Dodgers tonight, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just want to see a good games, a close game, every game. So you know what? Because my son is not watching because he's a Yankee fan, but I love baseball. I want to see a great game going on. Another thought, if you don't mind, you don't have to elaborate on this. Today's topic on WFN was about gambling, okay? And I just want to mention this, but you don't have to say anything because I don't know why the reason this thing was never mentioned. Michael Jordan is known for being a big-time gambler, okay? He even was in Atlantic City when we played
our Knicks.
And he broke night, okay? And then all of a sudden, okay, you don't have to say anything. Like I said, nobody has taken the guts to say anything about this. His father gets killed, okay? Now, I'm now insinuating that there's something weird here where his father was gambling for the man. But why did he have to go play baseball, okay, when the commissioner of the NBA, Stern, did that? Is that a cover-up? Why would we never find out who killed his father? That was a high-profile case. You take care. You don't have to say anything about it.
Thanks for the call, Lou. I got to put my thinking cap on for that one. I'm not young anymore, but I was way too young to really know what was going on with all that. I've watched all the documentaries. I've read some books. I don't have to say anything, but I'm not going down that like lane of the conspiracy theory with all of that. I'm picking up what you're putting down, though. I get it. I thought you were going to talk about Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, and of course the theme today on WFAN would be gambling, because that story broke yesterday and we've got all of this information rolling out now, and all the hosts had to react to it. I reacted to it last night, but I kept it brief. This is nothing new. Like, this is going on forever. And I know people want to try and connect dots to us all having gambling apps in our phone. It's different if you are a professional athlete, former athlete, coach, and you're doing these things. And these are separate things. You know, if you want to talk about the card game stuff with Chauncey Billups, whatever. I mean, if he was in on it, he's going to do some time. He's going to pay for the crime and piss his coaching career away, whatever. These guys are gamblers. They risk their careers taking this kind of risk. I don't feel sorry for them at all. They knew what they were doing. Dumb if they thought they weren't going to get caught. Terry Rozier, another one. He got flagged last year. Dumb if you think. I remember saying to people around 2017, 2018, with the advancements in technology, how we all have these phones, like you don't really even know how much is recorded, watched, documented. You can't lie about anything. You can't sneak anything. You can't get away with anything now. Not in modern day time. It's not the 60s, 70s. Like, bro, what? They know everything, and they can trace everything. So do right. 888-808-1019. But what you were saying about the World Series, yeah. You know, after that first inning or that second inning where the Dodgers scored, I was like, all right, let's go. And I'm like, what am I doing? And then even when, you know, Snell had some guys on base and then worked out of a jam, I found myself rooting for the Dodgers. And I'm like, I guess that settles it, huh? The lesser of two evils for me, and I am a Yankee fan, clearly, if you've ever heard me, if you know anything about me, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Yankee fan, not of a certain age to have ever seen a Don Mattingly at bat. So Don Mattingly winning a ring for me does nothing. I won't, there's no warmth in my heart. There's no closure for me. If Don Mattingly, the bench coach, he's not playing first base, wins a ring with Toronto. He's three wins away. But for me, right, the lesser of two evils here is also, it came down to the future versus the past. And follow me here. there is a future that we will have to live with as Yankee fans if our division rival, who had the tiebreaker against us that won them the division this year, right? And who knows if the Yankees would have won one more game, but they weren't so cavalier and arrogant all year, as they always are, with doing things like playing a hurt Anthony Volpe, playing DJ LeMahieu just to squeeze out a little return on investment, putting Devin Williams out there to blow nine games. If they just did things a little differently, if they had more urgency in the summer during their June Boone swoon, which carried on into July, then maybe we don't live in this future that we're walking into where the Dodgers do what the Yankees couldn't do last year, which is go, or the Blue Jays, excuse me, do what the Yankees couldn't do last year, which is go and beat the Dodgers. Because Yankee fans will tell you, oh, the run differential last year, we could have beat the Dodgers. But you know what? It also goes back to the little stupid decisions that the Yankees made and the scouting report on this Yankees team from last year. Like, I rather root for the Dodgers to go back-to-back and be the first team to go back-to-back since the Yankees did it in 99-2000 and start to erase some of that history, which actually can't be erased because they three-peated. So if we would go into next year and saying, oh, the Dodgers got a three-peat to match that. I'd rather see the Dodgers win it again. I already dealt with that from last year to this year. Than to live in the reality of the Toronto Blue Jays winning the World Series, finishing the job that the Yankees couldn't do in a year where they smacked the Yankees, and the Yankees should have won the division, had the same amount of wins as them, but were so cavalier throughout the season. Like, this is how modern day baseball unfolds. 888-808-1019. You win, you have the best record, you get that bye. It helps. I mean, for all we know, the Blue Jays could have stubbed their toe against Garrett Crochet and the Red Sox. You know? The Yankees, cavalier again, lit two games on fire in the DS. We don't need them. You need one. You got to go into their building and take one of those games after you didn't care about the first one. You got to have a little bit more care with the second one. So, look, listen, folks, like... It's not all about the Yankees, but it is if you're a Yankee fan and you wear Yankee glasses like I do. I wouldn't be a baseball fan if I wasn't a Yankee fan. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know how to root for the Mets or for the general league. Like, I don't care. I'm not like that. Like, I don't know how people, like, oh, I love baseball. I'll just watch anybody. Like, I'm a Yankee fan. I see the league through that lens. And your division rival going on to win the World Series and knock off the team that you couldn't beat, like, having to live with that, you go to Toronto next year and there's a 2026 World Series champion banner. When you think about your drought and you think about their drought and them actually spending the money and fielding a team and putting a team together to actually go and win a chip and have a parade in Toronto before you can. Ew. Ew. Let's go to Somerville and talk to Chris on the Fan next. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Keith, what's going on? With my buddy, Bourbon Legend here. And I'm just wondering, as a lifelong Yankees fan, I know you kind of referenced Don Mattingly earlier. How do you reconcile being a lifelong Yankees fan with Don Mattingly being my boyhood idol and not wanting the Blue Jays to win, but not exactly wanting the Dodgers to win either?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I met Donnie. I was starstruck when I met him, and I'm not really that starstruck when I meet these players, but that was the first time I ever saw him. I wear his jersey, and he is the player that I always say out of all these players, like, I'm not ever thinking about watching, you know, Mickey Mantle. I'm not ever thinking about watching Joe DiMaggio, but I just miss Donnie. So he's like that one player that I was like, I wish I was a little bit older to have seen, you know, the end of his career and how he went out. So there's no reconciling for me. I'm just being honest, like, and there are a lot of younger Yankee fans than me that they don't care about Donnie getting a ring. They're not thinking about that at all. They're thinking about the Toronto Blue Jays are our division rival. They mocked us. They're you know, Buck Martinez, their TV announcer, said we're not a good team. You know, they called the Yankees out for, you know, stealing signs. George Springer already you know, with the Astros, cheated the Yankees out of one. And if he wins one again, like, that looms larger than, like, oh, this one's for Don.
But, you know, the Dodgers did the same thing at the end of the World Series last year. They mocked us the same way that the Blue Jays did this year. What's the difference?
The difference is they spend all the money. They are the modern-day evil empire. I'd rather see them go back-to-back and all of baseball cry about it than this nice little story that Don Mattingly, you know, gets to ride off into the sunset and good for Toronto and the Blue Jays. It's been since 92, 93, since they went back-to-back. Like, I'm not rooting for Toronto at all. I don't know how anybody roots for their division rivals for any reason. And shout out to Bourbon Legend. Appreciate you guys for calling. 888-808-1019. Like, and hey, you know, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm giving you my take. I'm giving you my thoughts. I'm giving you my opinion. I've never rooted for the Toronto Blue Jays. I never will. I don't care if Don Mattingly is, that doesn't do anything for me. Somebody said online, you're not rooting for Donnie. I said, when does he hit? He's got an at bat coming up. Let me know when he steps in the batter's box, bro. He's a coach on the team. I'm not rooting for anybody like as a coach. I'm rooting for the Dodgers. I'd much rather see the Dodgers go back to back and just ruin baseball. I'd rather see the Dodgers be the World Series champions back to back years because I've already been living in that. I'd rather see the Dodgers knock off the Blue Jays because the Blue Jays have gone out of their way for years to talk about the Yankees. Blue Jays fans, they don't hate the Red Sox as much as they hate the Yankees or the Orioles. It's always focused on the Yankees. So the Yankees are in a 16-year drought, and during that drought, you've seen the Red Sox get it done. You've seen Tampa get there but not get it done. If Toronto is there now, if Toronto wins it, that sucks. That's going to be a tough pill to swallow. That hangs over the Yankees' head. Will it make the Yankees move differently? Will it make the Yankees front office wake up? Will it make Brian Cashman lose any sleep? No, because they think they're the smartest guys in the room anyway, and they'll chalk it up to, hey, well, last year we were knocked out by the Dodgers. They won it. This year we were knocked out by the eventual champs, the Blue Jays. They won it. Moose is in Jamaica on the fan. Go for it, Moose.
Here, Keith, what it do?
Here.
Not trolling you, but I'm going to try to do this after every World Series game and quote the beef in question. I was running through the six with my loves. But
Drake was there. I saw Drake. I saw Drake post his nice chain and big sixer. It was Drake's birthday, October's very own.
Yes, Drake was there. Yes, yes. So that being said, I have only one rooting interest in this World Series, and it's not what you think. I'm rooting for whatever team who wins this matchup to settle the beef between Drake and Kendrick. That's my only rooting interest.
Oh, it's a forever beef. You'll never see them do anything together. It's a forever beef.
On the real, like talking sports and not entertainment, Blue Jays, they battled not the best Dodgers starter, obviously. Or I guess he's been consistent, and he's a very good postseason pitcher, Blake Snell.
Yeah, I mean, to win game one with who they threw, Trey Savage, a 22-year-old who started in A-ball this year, and win that game 11-4, that Blake Snell pitch, they're feeling pretty good about that.
And what did everybody say on the broadcast, and everybody knew coming in? Get to the Dodgers' pen.
Yep, that's their Achilles heel. If they have one, it's the bullpen.
On fire, Keith. They set it on fire and let that bleeping burn. Crazy. Thanks for taking my call.
You're a Yankee fan, and you sound too enthused by what you saw the Blue Jays do to the Dodgers. I don't get it. I don't get it now. That's crazy. You guys would not be rooting for the Red Sox like this. I would hope. Now we have Yankee fans coping, and the way that they're coping is by saying, this one's for Don Mattingly. All right. The way they're coping is, the Dodgers beat us and mocked us last year. I want to see them go down. To the Seattle Mariners, yeah, that'd be fine. Steve is in Valley Stream on the fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, Keith, man? First, I called you when you just came on, man, and I'm always listening to your favorite. But check it out, man. This is one little point I got. One little bit about the gambling stuff, man. I with that guy who called about Michael Jordan a little bit, because people may want to make it look, this has been going on for a while. But back to my Yankees right now, right? I don't know if I can root for even the. I mean, these guys troll us, bro. When they beat us, man, they troll.
They pop champagne in Yankee Stadium. Yeah, the first song they hit was Frank Sinatra. They say the Yankees lose on national television. They do mock us and troll us. I can't root for that.
I can't even root for the Blue Jays either that way. I'd rather, because, you know, Danny, you said about Danny baseball, right? I'd rather see Danny win something, man, still, you know. Because I have no dog in the fight here. I can't even watch the games, bro. I love baseball. I'm a Yankee fan. Like I said, I'm a lifer, Yankee. But I can't even watch. I didn't even watch a game tonight, man.
It makes you sick. It's two teams that you don't want to see prosper. One of them is going to win it all, though. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate you calling into my show. And, like, I don't, the whole Jordan thing, I don't know, man. I just think that's kind of erroneous. I don't really have any comments on that. Shout out to Jordan, though, jumping on the Peacock NBC broadcast, getting back into the television screens.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.